5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids.
Four.
So do your research and find what works for you. Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your host, Crystal Ricks, and beside me is... Why are we clapping?
I was clapping for you.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm Barry.
Yeah. And we have four kids, like we said, ages 7, 5, 3, and 1.
Birthdays are coming soon.
I know.
They will all be older.
At least they'll all be even numbers, so that'll be easier to keep track of.
Well, sure.
6, 4, no. 7, 8.
8, blah, 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 blah. 8 6, 4, 2.
I don't know how old they are.
We should start from the bottom. Because it's easier to count up.
2, 4, 6, 8.
There you go.
Nice. Anyway.
So, let's talk about some stories of the week.
Stories of the week.
Stories of the week.
Stories.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so why don't you go first? I think I went first last week.
Okay. Well, I want to start by saying, what is the deal with our car?
What do you mean?
It's disgusting.
Oh. Everyone's car is disgusting.
That is not true. I don't know why. Like, I understand why our house can't stay clean, but our car? Because I'm not in there very often. And I just cleaned it for our trip last week. And I looked back today and I was like, holy crud.
And Jackson just spilled his soda from McDonald's everywhere. So that'll be fun cleaning up.
I know. Well, I say we just leave it.
Sticky, sticky, sticky floors.
Oh, wow. We're singing about random stuff.
I know.
The other day I got in the car and I was like, why does it smell like bananas? And I just couldn't remember. None of us had eaten bananas.
Bananas.
And then I got in the next day and I was like, why does it smell like rotten bananas? And
there was a rotten banana.
There were two rotten
bananas.
Thanks for killing the punchline.
Awesome. Well, obviously.
I know. Well, I poked around. I just couldn't find it. But we had packed bananas for our trip last week.
Oh.
A week ago. And I found them in a bag. So, at least I found. Sometimes I smell things.
At least they are in a bag.
Well, they are in a fabric bag.
Oh.
They are in our Rick's bag.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes I smell things and I'm like, am I going crazy? Why do I smell bananas? So, it's always nice to find out that...
But you do have the super sniffer.
I do. I have a magical superpower of smelling things.
She's like Gus from Psych.
It's true.
You have the super sniffer.
If people even know what that means.
And if you don't, shame on you. No, I'm just joking.
So, anyway, our car is disgusting. I once shamefully picked up a kid from school, and he got in the back seat, and there was a half-eaten sandwich on the chair. I don't even know how long it's been there. I don't go back there. Our van is... It's hard to get back there.
That's the children's zone.
I know.
We don't go in the children's zone.
A half-eaten sandwich. And he turns around and he's like, there's a sandwich on your chair. And I was like, oh, just brush it aside.
brush it off and eat it, man. That's for you.
Yeah. And then he, like, you know, out of the mouth of babes, he was like, I hope your house isn't as messy as your car. And I died a little. And at that moment, this is like last year, and I thought, my car will always be clean. But, yeah.
That nope.
Today proves me wrong. Those rotten bananas in our car. I don't think I'll ever master cleaning our van.
That's okay. I think vehicles are there to be comfortable and enjoy. And if we're paranoid and anal about cleaning them all the time, then the car doesn't become a fun place. It becomes a cage.
A cage, yeah. Cleanliness is caging. Right, that's a good motto.
I didn't say that.
No, but what's embarrassing, or you know when the car's too messy when you open the door and like all these wrappers start flying out?
Stuff flies out.
Especially when it's windy and you're like, wow, I just littered like an entire car full of stuff on the ground. But that's the thing. Or our oldest son's principal has this habit of... after school, she walks the kids to the car and she opens the door for them to help them in. And I'm always like, don't open our van door. Don't open our door. Because I'm embarrassed. That's a bad thing. I need to change.
Well, we should have cleaned the car today then.
Meh, there's always tomorrow.
We'll clean it before our trip to Alabama.
There's no sandwiches. There might be.
I'm sure there's crumbs somewhere.
But there's no rotten bananas now. I found them.
There's a roll in the back. I saw a full, like, roll somewhere.
That's okay.
At least there's no meat on it, right?
Yeah, well, anyway, that's our embarrassing. That's a little secret of the Ricks family is our van is disgusting. But look at it this way. We're building up our children's immunity.
That's right.
Staying in a dirty car.
They will never go for... They'll never have to worry about being hungry on a car trip. Just dig in your seat somewhere. You'll find something.
Find that roll! Anyway.
So.
Our car. Our clown car. Right?
Yeah. It's full of stuff.
So, do you need me to keep going?
Just go for it.
Okay, Barry's preparing for a huge trip for next week, so...
I leave tomorrow.
Next week will be all stories of me alone with our children. Please wish me luck.
And me being in Vegas.
Speaking of being dirty. Lacey, that is not what I meant. Get your eyes off me. Speaking of being physically dirty. That still sounds bad.
That still
physically
sounds bad.
Dirty. Speaking of uncleanliness.
There you go.
That's not sexy at all. Unclean.
I am unclean.
The other day, I look at our daughter's leg. Three-year-old. She has this huge scratch going down her leg. Like, scratch. And I was like, what in the world happened to your leg? And she looks down. She's like, oh, it hurts so bad.
Oh, you pointed it out. And then...
Yeah. And she's like, it hurts. And I was like, wait a second. That doesn't... Like, I got closer, and I'm like,
hurt.
Why is your cut coming off? And I lick my finger, and it's dried yogurt running down her leg.
Gross.
And she thought, we both thought it was a cut because it was strawberry yogurt. And I was like, you were totally lying! She just thought this...
But maybe she really felt the pain in her head after she's like, oh, there's a cut on my leg. Ah, it hurts!
Or, well, yeah, obviously. Or maybe she has a skin irritant to yogurt.
Yeah, maybe. It was burning.
Burning.
It burns!
I know. So I just thought that was so funny. So I just sat there and, like, finger licked her huge scratch off. What? The mom lick, you know?
Yeah.
Rub.
Sounds gross.
Finger licking?
Finger licking.
She said, lick it. Stand still, I'm gonna lick your leg. Anyway, so I've mentioned the last two episodes about how I hate it when our kids help me cook in the... I wasn't saying in the oven, but that would be horrible. My kids cook in the oven. But I did mention that sometimes I like having their help. And we kind of hit that point at the end of the month where we ran out of budget. And so we ran out of, like, we'd eaten all of our snacks. There was really nothing in our house. So we're just waiting for the next day so we could go grocery shopping. So I was like, okay, let's make some muffins. And the girls picked out what muffins they wanted, and I let them help, and they mix it, and it was actually pretty fun, because it wasn't stressful. Yeah. I wasn't, like, on a time crunch or anything. And so we made muffins, and the whole time they're just like, they smell so good, because we made cinnamon muffins. And then we get them out on the table, and the six-year-old's so excited. Well, five, sorry. She's almost six. Five-year-old... eats the top because it's, like, dipped in cinnamon and sugar and butter, and she's just raving about how delicious the muffins are. And she's our picky eater, so I was like, yes! This is amazing! And she just kept going, like, every bite. She'd be like, this is so good! And then all of a sudden, there's this pause, and she's like, I'm full. And I just look at her, and there's, like, she ate the muffin top. And I was like, Jay, are you really full? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, now, Jay, you always do this! Did you not like it, or are you full? And then she doesn't say anything, and I'm like, you need to be honest with me, because I will make these muffins again, because you said they're good. And then she's like, well, I liked the top of them.
I like the part that's full of sugar.
The butter and cinnamon and sugar. And it's so, it's just funny. I feel like I always have that discussion with her, because she's so sweet. She's always like, I'm full. So now I have to be like, are you full?
At least she's being nice about it rather than be like, dude, mom, this is so gross.
I know, but then I would know not to make them again. They were really good, though. I'm just saying. It was like eating a donut and a muffin.
A duffin.
A monit.
No, duffin's better.
Duffin does sound better. Donut muffin.
Donut muffin. A duffin.
So, that's one of those things. Speaking of one of those things, I was trying to come up with this, like, shtick for the show.
Oh, okay.
About things that you never thought you'd have to deal with as a parent. And I was at Burger King the other day, going to the bathroom, because I would drink my large drink.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's my bathroom story. But it's another one of those where the bathroom's just a room, like you it's open
a,
the door.
A single room.
Yeah, yeah. No stalls.
Single-use bathroom.
And I take our one-year-old, because he needed a diaper change, and I'm going to the bathroom, and he clicks the door. He knows how to do the door, so it pops. Like, the lock pops out.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, all my kids do this while I'm going to the bathroom. They, like, unhinge the thing. But he was reaching for the door, and I was just like, Jackson, don't open the door! And I'm just screaming at him, and he just has that look like, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I know. And so I'm sitting there begging, like, Jackson, please, please don't open the door! Because I can hear people waiting outside. I'm like, for me, that would be, like, the most embarrassing thing for someone to walk in while I'm going to the bathroom.
I'd be like, yep, I'm going to the bathroom here.
I know. You totally would be like, it's human nature. This is science, people. But I was like, don't open the door! And so, anyway, that's just one of those things you never think about as a parent. I always have that argument when the kids are with me, like, don't you dare touch the door.
Yeah.
And then, so I ended up, they had like a drain thing on the floor. And so I was like, look at the drain, because there's nothing else in there. I was like, look, holes in the floor. And he went over there, and he's like touching it, got down on his stomach on the bathroom floor and was looking at the drain. I'm like, oh, so gross, but I'm going to take it.
I'll take it. I'm the winner.
I'm sacrificing your cleanliness for me. So that's just one of those things.
Awesome.
Do you have any of those things that you never thought you would deal with?
Well, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I'm sure it's there. if it comes up, I'll let you know.
I know. Now I'm thinking. I'm getting off track.
Don't. No tangents.
So, do you want to talk about last night?
So, last night, we decided to have a fun family-filled night of awesomeness. So what we did is we decided to have a camp out in our living room. And so we, you know, got blankets and pillows and hanging out. And we rented a movie. We rented
Barbie Princess Superhero.
Princess Power. And we watched Barbie Princess Power. And then we watched Slugterra. And we ate pizza and
Ice cream with sparkles.
And, well, they had sparkles. I didn't want any sprinkles or sparkles on mine.
They're calling them sparkles because the girls in the movie were... The superheroes were called...
Super Sparkle.
Super Sparkle. So we had sparkle ice cream.
And, nope.
And we watched... You're not catching my cues here. I'm acting it out for you.
Boom.
Yes, you're horrible!
What?
You fail at charades! The lightning!
Oh, we watched lightning. Sorry. What was that hand movement? That's like explosion! That's like... I'm like, that's not lightning.
I'm trying to help you have a story here.
You know, rain and the lightning and not...
Lightning.
No.
Whatever.
You fail at charades.
Well, you fail at charades!
But there was a big storm last night, and it was really cool because we sat in front of the window and watched the rain pour down. But more importantly, we watched lightning all for probably like a half an hour.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And, you know, watched and listened to the thunder, and the kids were just loving it. Even the lightning that they didn't see, if it just lit up the sky, like behind the clouds, they're like, whoa! And And it, our five-year-old and three-year-old were freaking out, and they were just loving it, and it was...
You know, what was funny is,
it was
like,
awesome.
By the end, I could just feel my, like, okay, I'm getting done with this, and the girls were still like, wow, that's so cool! Like, 15 minutes later, I'm like,
yep.
Wow, this like, is the most amazing tension attention span I've ever seen come out of you guys.
And our five-year-old then thus proceeded to claim that it was the best day ever.
I know, that's always because, the best thing to hear.
And then after that, we all laid down right next to each other on the floor with blankets and a pillow, and we all fell asleep together, and I had a horrible night's sleep.
I know.
It was awful. You can't just sleep on the floor anymore, and it's sad. I'm not old, but that made me feel old because I was not comfortable. I finally got up at 3:30 in the morning, and I'm just like, sorry, family, forget you. And I went to my comfy bed, and then later you joined me.
I know. Well, at first I was like, well, I'll just stay up because I have a hard time falling asleep. So I was like, I'll stay up, and once everyone's asleep, I will wake up Barry and we'll go to bed.
Uh-huh.
But there was this point when we're trying to sleep, and I was in between Grayson, our oldest, and Jay, and all of a sudden I feel both of them like wriggling up, and both of them like squished up to me and they put their heads on me, so my kids were snuggling and I was like, this is heaven, I can't move. And then so I fell asleep because I was just basking in it, and then I woke up at like 4 and I was like, get off me.
Not me, I couldn't do it.
Monster mom came out. I was like, oh,
I can't snuggle when I'm sleeping.
Oh, it was so precious. But then I woke up and I was like, my back.
Yeah.
I felt the same. I'm like, I'm so old.
Kink in my neck and my shoulders are all tight.
You know, we are kind of pathetic.
I was just like, ah. So I'm like, oh. But other than that, it was super fun. And
on top, it's kind of ironic that it was the best day ever because our daughter had some stomach issues.
Oh, yes. So
yeah, let's see if you can figure out this charades.
Yeah, I got that. Thanks, thanks.
Did you catch that?
Got it. So we had a friend get married, and so we went to a simple wedding that they had, and it was outside, and luckily it was before the big storm, so that's nice.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
But so we went there and we're just hanging out. We're waiting for, you know, the bride to show up and, you know, get this party rolling. And Jay just runs up to us because there's this big open field area. So the kids were running around exploring, and Jay runs up to us, and I don't even remember if she said anything. She just...
I think I said, are you feeling okay? And she shook her head no.
She shook her head
she
no.
She looked horrible.
And then she just then thus proceeded to vomit profusely.
I know, it was pretty intense. It was
the,
like poltergeist
on the
exorcist barfing.
Yeah, on the ground, and luckily, I don't know if people didn't notice, or they just weren't making a big deal out of it. So, but...
And we were right behind all the chairs set up and stuff, and so I was like, Barry, I felt bad. I didn't really even care about Jay. I was like, hurry, make sure no one
sees. Yeah, you didn't care about Jay.
So I was like trying to cover her up so no one could see, like, move. So my bag and I were covering her. But in the process, my flip-flopped sandal feet sure got some fun times out of that.
But then after that, Crystal then tells me, oh yeah, she threw up earlier in the day. I'm like, what? You didn't tell me this?
I told you that before she threw up. Because she's saying she didn't feel well.
Oh, so as the,
okay, but
the throwing up.
I had let her have a big cherry slushy drink, and she chugged that thing down. So I thought she just had too much sugar.
Yeah,
and it made her barf.
But here's the thing:
and
like,
I caught it in a sand bucket.
Nice.
Out in our garage.
Oh, is that why it's in the trash?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But
we probably should clean it out though.
So, but right after she threw up, she's like, okay. And then she runs off and plays with her siblings again like nothing happened. We're like, oh, well, she bounces back pretty fast.
I know. Well, what was funny is after she barfed and ran off, they started rolling out the, like, a walkway for the bride to walk down.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, did she throw up right in the line of fire? And I was just picturing, like, this wet spot seeping up through the fabric. And people are like, what is that?
I'm
like,
I didn't even think about that. Barf.
But it was, luckily, it was, like, a foot or two away from the, what is that called? The trail thing?
The catwalk?
The catwalk. So, anyway, it was an adventure. But it still managed to be the best day ever, even with puking twice. So
yeah.
It was quite exciting. She's good now, though.
Yes.
I think the last thing that made my life an adventure this week was my family was coming over for dinner, and I hadn't really expected them to come over for dinner, so it was kind of like crunch time cleaning. And if you're like me and crunch time cleaning comes, you turn into super crazy.
You Hulk out.
I do. I'm like, get out of my way. And so with my three younger kids, the oldest was playing a video game or something. So the three younger ones, I was like, hey, you need to take a bath because I can't have you in here while I'm cleaning. And so I throw them in the bathtub and let them be, and I'm cleaning. And then I'm walking down the hall a few minutes later. Like, the water's turned off and everything, but a few minutes later, I'm walking down the hall, and I see water seeping out from under the bathroom door. And so I was already hulking, so I open the door, and I'm like, what is this? And both of my girls, like, it's like they were speaking to each other in their minds. Both of them point to our baby and like, Jackson did it! And I was just, oh, it was terrible.
Of course he did.
I know. I'm like, of course the one that can't talk. Blame
the one that can't defend himself.
I know. So I was just so mad. I knew I was going to regret whatever I said. So I just threw towels all over the floor and I was like, I am not happy. And then I just let him finish. I was like, okay, I'm getting out of here.
But it was all cleaned up before the parentoid showed up.
But what they were doing was they have this doll with a fabric mermaid tail that comes off. And they were taking that tail, soaking it, and then chucking it against the door.
Oh.
And that was like a game. And then they'd get it and then go back into the tub. Meanwhile, Jackson's filling up an empty shampoo bottle and just pouring it out on the floor.
Yep.
So we need to stop those games because the mermaid tail game's like their favorite thing in the world.
Oh.
Usually they just throw it against the bathroom, like, shower.
Yeah, but keeping it within the tub area.
Yeah, but it mutated into, let's chuck it across the room.
I'm surprised they made it to the door.
I know, you must be proud of your girls.
Good pitching arm. So,
well, speaking of pitching, let's talk about that.
Talking about pitching?
Sports. Girls.
Oh.
Boys. Things
relating to
cardboard boxes.
Yeah. So, Crystal read an interesting article. Was it this week or last week? I can't remember. But it was about an author that she really enjoys, and the author is female.
Her name's Shannon Hale.
Shannon Hale. And she goes around to elementary schools and middle schools and gives presentations what's the word?
Writing?
No, what's... Assemblies. That's what they're called.
He said presentations about.
Yeah, well...
It's not about assemblies.
Well, sorry, my brain went there. But, so she just gives presentations about reading and writing and the complications and overcoming trials and all that stuff. And so she was at an elementary school slash... middle school is one of those schools, I guess, that had both.
No, it was a middle school.
It was a middle school. Okay. So, well, do you want to tell the article? You're more familiar with it than I am, but...
Basically, what happened was she was on her book tour for a book called... it's Princess Academy. And so she's giving the book tour, and she looks back halfway through her presentation and sees that there are no boys after a certain grade. Actually, it was both elementary and middle school.
Yeah.
The elementary kids was boys and girls, but
the middle school.
Middle school kids, there were no boys. And so halfway through her presentation, she asks, where are the boys? And a teacher lets her know that the boys weren't allowed to come.
They were excluded to attend the assembly.
Yeah. And she got furious because
fired up.
Because she pointed out that tons of male authors come through these same schools and everyone is required to go. But because she was a female author with the title Princess in her book, the boys weren't allowed to leave class to come see her. So she was saying she's on this huge rampage right now about how she calls it institutionalizing sexism, how we're raising our boys to think that they can't read a book because it has a girl on the cover or is about a girl.
So we took this article and we're like, oh, that's really interesting. But then we took it a little bit further and we wanted to talk about both boys and girls and the institutionalized sexism that we put upon our children without really realizing that we're doing it. And so what we wanted to talk about is that, are there things that just girls can do, and are there things that just boys can do? And
I don't know if that's...
I say nay.
Okay, I second that nay.
So, well, it's really interesting because our five-year-old got a book when we went to Barnes & Noble. By the same author, and it's called The Princess in Black. And it's about a princess that is basically a superhero that goes and fights.
She's like a ninja.
She fights monsters, but she dresses all in black so no one will recognize her. And she goes and fights monsters to protect the kingdom. And it's really cute and fun story. And so our five-year-old, she can't read, but she really wanted it. And so we got her the book. And our oldest, he can read.
We were telling him about
We're telling him, like, this is, you know, really cool, you know, princess fighting monsters. And he told us, he's like, I don't think I can read that book.
He said, I want to read it. It sounds fun, but I don't think I can.
He said, I don't think I can. And then we kind of probed him a little bit further. And basically, it came down to...
It's a girl book.
It's a girl book. And I can't read that. And we're like, whoa, wait a minute. And then we're just like, okay, how do we approach this? And so we just told him that there are no such thing as girl books and boy books, and that he can read it if he wants. And
I know, I told him, Daddy reads books with girls in it, and yeah. He was like, really? I was like, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. And so he read it.
He read it before we did.
Yeah.
Like, he sat on the couch and read it cover to cover. Because, I mean, it's a small...
It's a small book, but... But he read it and he loved it.
Yeah, and he was so excited. He sat down and listened to us read it to Jay. And he was like, oh, I want to tell you about this one part. It's so funny. And it just made me realize, like, where is that coming from?
Yeah. Like, why did he feel that he couldn't read this book because it's a girl book? It's interesting because we don't teach him that. And it's just, so it's interesting that it's coming from, not just from in the home, but from society as, in general, because...
Well, and if you, this has always been a subject that's interested me, because when we first had our boy, like, our very first child, I was so excited to dress him, and at that time, I feel like clothes have gotten a little cuter since then, but at that time, all you could find was, like, onesies with tools, race cars, and dinosaurs. And yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
There was nothing else. So boys had to like that. But all the girl ones are like princess and diva in training or, you know, I'm a brat. Like, all these things that, like, even as from babyhood, we are forcing these gender identities on our kids. And it's really weird.
Yeah. Well, and the thing also is... And we see this a lot with, you know, not just books, but obviously we've experienced that firsthand. It's like, oh, there's boy and girl books. And we're like, no, there aren't boy and girl books. But then there's a really big thing that dealing with toys and how there's boy toys and there's girl toys. And I say it to you, nay. Because, you know what? If a boy wants to play with a doll or play Barbies with his sisters or something like that, more power to him. Or if a girl wants to play with action figures, you know, trucks and whatever, that's awesome too. And so it's just like, and so you have a lot of organization and groups trying to basically make gender neutral toys. And we read a little bit of article about that, and I don't agree with that. I don't think it's important that we create gender neutral toys, but I think it's important that we teach our kids that if they want to do this, then they can do that, because there's nothing stopping you from doing that.
I thought it was cool when Easy Bake Oven, there was this huge thing about this little boy wanted to bake with an Easy Bake Oven, but he wouldn't because it was pink. And so Easy Bake came out with a green one.
Yeah.
That was gender neutral, if you will. But I think that's cool.
That's cool.
I'm all for gender, like shrinking the boundary between girl and boy. Like, I think there are some toys that could be made for, like, kitchens.
Yeah. Those,
like, who says only girls can be in the kitchen?
Yeah, well, and it... So, I don't know. I guess it's not necessarily that we shouldn't create toys that both boys and girls should play with. But I just hate... I don't like the term gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still think it's very important that we understand that I'm a boy and you're a girl. Because there are differences, you know, whether they're just physical or not, there are differences between boys and girls. And so I think we don't have to, you know, label it gender neutral.
Yeah.
We just have to educate our kids and let them know that you can play with a doll or you can play with a truck. You know, what makes you happy? It's the type of thing. And so, but that goes along with not just toys either, but it goes along with activities or things that kids enjoy or things that kids watch or play. And so... girls, you can play sports. That's awesome. You can do that. You can do whatever you want. Boys, you can go to dance class. If you want to do ballet or do other forms of dance, awesome. That's really cool. And I think it's just weird that boys play sports and girls go to dance class. And you don't cross that line. And some people feel really strongly about that. And I don't. I think that's ridiculous. I think if a girl wants to play a sport or if a boy wants to do a dance class or if my son wants to watch My Little Pony, he could do that if you want. I have to bring it up because that's a thing too. Boys can watch those type of shows too and enjoy them just as much as a girl can.
I like what this guy said. It's a... European newspaper guy, writer.
Journalist.
newspaper guy.
Newspaper dude.
That sounds legitimate. But he said, the truth is, it's not really the inanimate... Oh, back to toys.
Toys,
You went off on there. It's not really the inanimate plastic objects themselves that have the power to affect the way our children think about themselves and their world, so much as the people that provide those toys. That means us, their parents, and other adults that are important to them. We are the ones with the preconceived ideas about what boys and girls should and shouldn't do and what they should and shouldn't play with. And we need to be careful about how we project those ideas onto our, he calls them troopers, but our kids. And so I think this is interesting because I feel like there are some things like I would totally be uncomfortable if my son was like, I want to wear a dress to school.
Yes.
Like, there are, to me, I'm not saying we should just blend everything. Let's get crazy.
Yeah. Well, like I said, there are still certain things that, you know, separate us as boys and girls.
Yeah. And this is a weird subject because some people will agree and some people disagree.
But that's okay. And you can disagree or agree with what we're saying. And we would love to hear about it because, you know, that's how we get conversations going. But like Crystal said, and I agree with her, that if our son one day said, I want to wear a dress to school, I would say no.
I think the hard line is that I really want my kids to be able to express themselves, do what they love, and I want to embrace whatever they are interested in.
Yes.
Like if our son wants to do ballet, I hope that I will be supportive. But there's also the other part of me that says, well, if my kid's doing something weird, I don't want him to get made fun of. Like, I know from personal experience that kids can be really mean.
Yeah.
And I want to protect him from that or I don't know. It's just a hard thing. Like, if some people are okay with their boys having painted fingernails, like, but I don't think I would because, like, I remember once I went to a playgroup and this 3-year-old boy was in love with wearing his sister's costume dresses, and she brought him to playgroup in a dress. Like, he was just playing dress up. And all the kids that were, like, 3 years old, they all started laughing at him and pointing at him, and they're like, what is he wearing? Like, even at 3, they were recognizing.
They recognized that...
That's the thing.
It's hard, because I don't want to say normal, because that's such a stigmatism.
I know, and does that mean... Not stigmatism.
Stigma. I have a stigmatism in my eye.
That outfit's hurting me like a stigmatism.
That's like a stigmatism, and I don't like it.
No, but, like, and that's the thing. Is that our, what are the guys, is that us, our preconceived ideas? Is that just how our parents raised us, and that's why we're like, whoa.
Well, it's whoa. It dives into society, too. Like, this is what society expects and all those things. You have to, there's so many things that, like, work within the whole gender.
I know. Thing. And like I'm saying, it starts at birthhood.
Birthhood.
Is like,
we're making up all sorts of
for
words.
For instance, my friend's little girl had a chew ring, like a little toy teething ring, but it was literally a giant diamond ring. Like, this totally blingin' ring, and boys get, like, an octopus.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're already teaching our girls that jewelry and fame and wealth and being a diva is the most important thing for you. And boys get, frankly, I think boys get cooler things than girls do. Like, we want our girls to watch superhero shows.
That's right. You want to wear a superhero shirt? Go for it.
But I think our whole point with this is, oh, and that's the other thing is with the Barbie movie. Well, the reason why we had a family night is because the boys were going to go camping.
Originally.
And the girls were going to have a girls' night at home, and I promised them that we'd watch Barbie movie. And so...
The weather was bad, so we didn't go camping.
Camp out didn't work out. And so immediately I thought, oh, well, we can't watch the Barbie movie because the boys are home. And then I was like, what? Whatever. My girls are excited. The boys will watch it. And... We watched it, and at the end, Grayson was like, I didn't think I'd like it, but it was awesome.
It was fun.
There were explosions.
That's right. There were superheroes fighting each
volcanoes
other.
Volcanoes erupting. Yeah. Like, it was totally action, just with a girl superhero. So, I think that's just, it's just funny. Like, I don't know if the way I view boys and girls' gender identity or gender association, is it just because my parents raised me this way, or... Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's a little bit of everything.
But I think our point for this is that just looking at that author who said, we are raising our boys to be afraid of all things girly. And then
Not just to be afraid, but like to despise and hate. Yeah. Hate girly things.
Her point is we're actually raising them not to appreciate girls and not to know how to be respectful toward them.
Or to appreciate what girls do like.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, maybe you don't like what girls like, but you still need to be respectful and say, okay, well, I don't like those things, but hey, that's cool that you like them, rather than saying, oh, you're so dumb and these things are so, you know, stupid and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I guess be aware of that and think about how you were raising your own kid, I guess, is the point. Well, it's like, I remember in high school, I mean, not in high school, I was much younger, but there was this family of like super all-star football players, and all their boys were good looking and they all played football, and a bunch of them had scholarships to college. And one of their boys said his dad realized he didn't like football, and he told him, okay, you know what, you can try whatever sport you want. And he's like, so I took up ballet. And so out of this whole family of like super jocks,
ballerinas are big jocks,
and
too.
And he was so good, but I just remember laughing so hard because it was weird.
Well, it's kind of funny though, if you that family's like, none of the brothers like play college or professional football now, but the ballet brother's like a professional dancer now, isn't he?
No, I think you're thinking of a different family.
Maybe
I don't know. He might still be dancing.
I thought he was.
But the point was that he, and I think that was so brave of him to step outside of the box, but the box is so much bigger than we make it for our kids.
Don't like, make it small.
Your kid's not going to be messed up if he's playing with dolls as a little boy.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. That's hard. Because I already mentioned, I'm being kind of hypocritical because there are some things that I think would be weird if my kid were doing it. But I try to be a little more open-minded.
Well, and like we say for the show, find what works for you and your kids. And if it works, do it. Stick with it. And that's important. Parenting is all about trial and error. So
I guess we're talking mostly about boys. But I guess it goes the same way for girls.
Yeah, no, it goes both ways. So
I don't have anything to say about that, though.
So, well,
it seems like mostly boys, because in back to the article, she talked about in one of her tours, because Shannon Hale writes all the Ever After High books. And so she's talking to the kids about how she works with Hasbro, the game company.
Mattel.
Oh, was it Mattel?
Mattel.
Mattel. And Mattel makes the Justice League characters and Thomas the Train. And as she's listing all these things, the crowd's just cheering for them. And then she's like, and they make the Ever After High dolls. And all the boys started booing.
Boo! Boo Ever After High!
Yeah, and she said the girls and the boys are cheering for all the boys' stuff. But the boys have to boo the girls' stuff. And that's because we're raising them to not appreciate and respect girls' stuff.
So,
anyway, just frustrating.
Yeah. So, teach your boys to respect girls and what they like, and teach your boys that they can like those things too.
And girls.
And teach your girls that they can like, I'm doing quotation bunny ears here, what boys like. So, if they want to do sports or things seen only as boys doing, then, you know, if your girl wants to go and to the shooting range or something, you know. Just,
that's the first thing you came
that's
up with?
Well, it reminded me.
I would be a little worried if my girl wanted to go to the shooting range.
Well, it reminded me of the young girl that is the youth champion skeet shooter.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she's a girl and she's the youth champion because she was rock. She could shoot a shotgun really well.
Well, and look at the American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
That gymnast girl that rocked it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah! Go for the girls!
And she made it so far. It was awesome.
So, anyway.
So, essentially, just kind of understand that there are no boy things and there are no girl things.
There are some boy things and some girl things, but we don't have to limit them to just those things.
So, like we said earlier, maybe there is a box, but the box is bigger than what we think it is.
It's a paradox box.
It's a paradox. It's like the TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside than what we think it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, then, you know, I think we talked about this.
I think people
subject.
Are like, what are they saying?
No, they know what we're saying. And if you don't know what we're saying, or you totally disagree, or you have something to say, you can definitely, let's start up a conversation on our Facebook post when we post this on Facebook, yep. And we'd love to hear everybody's comments, opinions, whether you agree or disagree.
Or your own experiences with this.
But we'd also like to encourage you that if you don't agree with what other people are saying throughout,
lay that smack down.
Throughout the conversation, be respectful. Everyone has different opinions, but we'd love to hear opinions, whether we agree or disagree with them. But be nice.
So
we don't like trolls.
Anyway.
So, thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, as you've probably get the gist of it listening to this show.
Or listening to your own kids.
Yeah. But we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. So, find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter at The Clown Car and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate.
Rate.
And review.
Review.
Our show on iTunes. Until next time, enjoy your circus.
Circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.